The Phil Henry Show, brought to you by New Mobile Clean 5000, the oil that's changing oil.
And now, the internationally recognized, critically acclaimed, world-famous Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Lloyd, sir, you are concerned, and everybody, I guess, is... I wonder if most people have seen this picture of Saddam Hussein. You're concerned. A lot of people don't like it because they think it's the man's being humiliated.
As a Korean War veteran and a man who feels very protective, Phil, of this country, I think that picture of Mr. Hussein wearing, he's wearing his underwear, I think is in bad taste.
Well, it's mocking a man. I think it's mocking a man who ought to be mocked. I mean, if the worst thing we do with these people in Iraq is show them with underwear on their head, you know.
But you see, it goes beyond that, and this is something you don't understand. As a veteran of this country's armed forces, it's in very poor taste. It shows our press to be infantile. And additionally, the picture, I think, goes a long way toward compromising. I think the attitudes and opinions of women who've been to this point, more or less supportive of the war effort.
All right. I'm speaking with a Korean War veteran, Mr. Lloyd Bonafide, about the picture of Saddam Hussein. If you don't know what we're talking about, it's been in all of the tabloids. I don't know how much the mainstream press has actually reprinted this photograph, but it shows a picture of the ex-dictator of Iraq standing in his cell, folding some clothes, standing in his underwear. And I'm going to get back to your comment now about compromising women.
I'm sorry, Phil.
Why does this picture of Saddam Hussein compromise women?
It's a picture of a man in his underwear. Now, this is going to sound perhaps a little bit ridiculous, but I fought for this country in Korea. I put my life on the line, and as such, I guess it reflects that I'm protective of this country.
But Saddam Hussein in his underwear is not the most flattering picture. It's not what I would call. If you're talking about women being, it's not what I call a firefighter's calendar.
Well, no, but it's by the same token, if you've seen the photograph, it's obvious that the man has some virility. And here is where...
Oh, come on.
No, listen to me. Here is where I have questions. And this isn't more of a question, really, Phil, than it is are women able to keep their minds and their focus on the undeniable fact that this man is a mass murderer and one of the worst dictators in the history of the world? Are the female members of the electorate able to stay focused on this? And I would like to think that they can.
Well, I would too, and I would believe that they can. He's saying that they're not going to be focused on that because of this photograph of him and this virility you're talking about.
Well, you can circulate a picture of this throughout the press. Both domestically and internationally, that shows him as having evident virility, and you take the chance that it's going to distract some of the women. The other point is a little bit closer to home, and nonetheless important. You've got men looking at that picture and comparing, themselves to it. It causes resentment, especially if you're a veteran.
Why? Because he's got, as you say, more virility.
Well, let me tell you what. I put my...
See, this to me, you just said that the press is infantile. This sounds to me like not an infantile point of view. I'm not trying to say that, but it sounds like you're worrying about something that shouldn't...
Let me tell you what. You got a lot of women out there who are not particularly politically savvy. They take a look at a picture of Saddam Hussein in his underwear... with the very, this evident virility that he's buried, it's hanging down. And I put my life on the line for this country, and then comes home a photograph of the very man that I was fighting standing there in a calendar shot, showing off what he got. And I compare it to what the Lord gave me, and I ask myself, what kind of a country would do this to me, that they would show a photograph like this?
All right, here's our number, 1-800-449-8686.
Now, can I interrupt you?
Yeah.
Are you taking phone calls and so forth?
Yes, I am, sir. And what we do is we take calls for people who may have a question for you.
Okay, I have made the comment that I want to make.
But I would like you to stay on the line if you could, if people disagree. All right.
Well, they can disagree, but I'm a Korean War veteran, and I'm telling you right now, you've circulated a photograph of Saddam Hussein standing there.
In his underwear, and you're saying it's by the photograph. Apparently the photograph evidences some, quote, virility on his part. And this may compromise women.
I don't know. I don't.
All right, so you're not clear.
No, that's the whole point. I don't know. But why take the chance? And what's the point? The president has said it's an insulting photograph and should not be circulated in terms of Mr. Saddam's rights. I say it shouldn't be circulated because you've got women and children looking at this, you know, how big he is and all of this.
Well, you know what? I don't think you might, you know, well, I don't know what it says about women if they're going to be compromised by that photograph. 1-800-449-8686, the number here on the Phil Henry Show. Mr. Lloyd Bonafide, a Korean War veteran. The photograph of Saddam Hussein in his underwear. I saw it yesterday on the Drudge Report. Where did you see it?
Yes, sir. I saw it on the computer at my daughter's house. She's got the computer. And I looked on the computer.
And that was on one of the websites, I guess.
I'm not familiar, no.
All right. And the picture does show him standing there in his underwear. The president has reacted very angrily to this. He didn't like it. He thought it was humiliating. It's the kind of thing that we don't want our country to be, you know, further accused of abusing an Iraqi prisoner, even if it is Saddam Hussein.
Well, to me, that's absolute, just utter preposterous. Now, I'm talking about the effect it has on our country, not on them over there. And I couldn't give a sweet GD about it. I fought them. I fought every last one of those, you know, the Chinamen over there. And
well, you were fighting the Chinese in Korea.
Well, that's true, but you could take the Chinese in Korea, you could take whatever they got over in Iraq, and mister, mix them all together, and what do you got? You got
1-800-449-8686. Lloyd Bonafide is a Korean War veteran who feels that this photograph of Saddam Hussein is in such bad taste because it shows the man just hanging out in his underwear, basically, and that it also may compromise the female voters of our country and their attitudes toward the war in Iraq. You're basically what you're saying is they're going to become admirers of his.
No, sir, I'm not sure.
Well, yeah, that's what you're saying. You're saying the American woman can be persuaded to actually admire this man based upon physical attributes.
Mr. Henry, both you know and I know, and I don't say this to insult women, but you know and I know that any woman, given the right place and the right time, is capable of anything.
No, I don't know that.
Well, I'll tell you, here's a guy, looks like he's got, and I'm going to be very graphic. He looks like he's got a summer sausage in his shorts.
And you know, you don't need to be graphic, sir. And what we're saying...
Well, sir, you are taking the point of view what?
That I'm saying that I don't know that women are going to be persuaded to suddenly... American women now are going to be persuaded to suddenly drop whatever negative sense they have about Saddam Hussein, because the guy is shown in a pair of underwear, you know, and he's got some kind of package going on there. I'm saying that more to the point, perhaps, is what the president said, that this is an unnecessary photograph. I personally don't agree with that, but...
Well, that's not the point, and I'm speaking as a Korean War veteran, and like I said, you can fight the Chinese, you can fight the Iraqis. I fought the Chinese in 1950, 1951. And I said then, and I'll say it now, Chinese or Iraqis, brother, it's all the same slip trench, the same zip in the wire.
You sound very angry.
No, sir, I'm not angry. I don't have the answer to the question. I don't know if showing this guy with a summer sausage and all of that is going to compromise the female electorate.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Lloyd Bonafide checking in. We'll take more phone calls from you guys at 1-800-449-8686. The picture of Saddam Hussein. The president says it's not a good picture to show because it humiliates. Mr. Bonafide here says the photograph shows Saddam Hussein in his underwear and that the man has obvious, quote, virility, end quote, and that may in and of itself sway the female American voter to perhaps be a little bit more sympathetic to Mr. Hussein. 1-800-449-8686. Good evening. This is The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Taking talk radio to the next level. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Saddam Hussein, the notorious photograph of him in his underwear. Is this photograph, because it apparently shows Mr. Hussein as having some, quote, virility, and I understand what you're saying about the summer sausage, Lloyd, but I want
to... Phil, I don't want to offend any of the women. I'm just trying to let people know what we're talking about here. You know, normally your underwear will hang anywhere from, I don't know, a few inches. It's almost to his kneecaps, and that.
No, it is not.
Well, I'm exaggerating, but the point being that the American female, and I'm concerned that she'll look at this and suddenly, well, you know, he's not such a bad guy. I don't know the answer to the question.
Well, then that's why we're taking calls.
Well, I don't think your audience has the answer either.
Well, if you're saying of the American women, I mean, they're out there. All right, 1-800-449-8686. It's Phil Hendry Show. Let's go over to... Actually, I've got a gentleman on the line here. Shahid? Shahid?
Yes, yes.
Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Well, okay, first of all...
Is this gentleman of the... Are you Iraqi, sir?
No, I was born... My parents are from Pakistan. I was born in the U.S.
Uh-huh.
And, well, okay, here's the thing. I've got a woman in the car with me, and I work in New York City, and in talking to women, by no means are they going to be aroused by Saddam Hussein. And it doesn't suggest any sorts of virility. If anything, it suggests that it's kind of infantile.
Well, let me tell you, no woman is going to say to a man, oh, you know, I really like him, you know, when they're packing a pretty good size, you know.
You're focused way too much on this guy's unit.
Yes, sir, but the point is...
What are you trying to do? I mean, it sounds like you're more aroused than the women are.
No,
you're
sir.
Talking more about him
well,
than
you know,
anyone else.
Why don't they let me talk to the young lady at the car, because you're screeching, and you're not hearing
I'm telling you as a normal, rational, and heterosexual male that is talking to other women, that... They don't focus on a guy's unit, and you seem to be focused on it a lot.
Well,
it's normal size, so maybe because you're lacking in that department, you feel a bit insecure by your enemy.
Normal size? Well, that's
problem.
A hot one.
This is the problem with men like you, because you have little tiny wieners, so you feel you need to project anger towards other people.
Everybody knows that you men from that part of the world, all you guys are like cocktail franks, so you're like the Japanese.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
That's the word out here.
But, well,
all right, wait. Hold on, you guys. You guys, hold on.
If you think a corn cob's normal, then good for you. But I'm telling you...
Wait a minute, gentlemen. This is ridiculous. You talk about infantile.
Well, this guy started it with talking about mine.
I just think it's a bit infantile to show a picture of Saddam Hussein as being naked or in underwear.
Well, I mean, I personally can't get all that terribly upset about this guy being shown in any way.
But here's my point. I'm at the same time afraid that the fact that this is going to make women aroused and somehow make a sympathetic case for the man. Let's not forget what he did to the people in Iraq.
You and I are not in disagreement. I agree with you. I'm saying that why are the women, why show this picture of him with the whole Mr. Ed package when the gals out there are going to look at that and go through a window?
They're not going to do that, though. They're not going to look at it and think anything more of the guy. They're not going to be attracted to him. He's not an attractive guy.
You know, I know enough about calling into the talk radio programming to have my radio turned down, and I can hear me and you coming back 7 seconds later.
Yeah, it's called a delay.
Yeah, well, you're supposed to...
Hold on, I'll do it. Shahid, could you turn your radio down for me, man?
Turn it? Okay, no problem.
No problem.
Now, look, are you telling me that a squash is normal? Okay.
Wow.
Why are you talking about this?
Yeah, what difference does this make? What difference does this make?
Yeah.
The
why
man...
do you care about how big a guy
because
is?
Because I want to make sure that the focus is kept on the atrocities that this piece of garbage...
You're the only one focused on his squash.
Oh, really? Then how come this picture has become so internationally... You know, and so
plus
forth.
Of the image of Saddam Hussein in his underwear, that's the image. It's not his unit or package or whatever you want to call it. Well, it's the fact that you've got a guy and it's humiliating to him and he's in that image. I mean, that's the focus of it.
Well, and you don't like that. Now, see, I don't understand
I'm
that.
I'm not affected by it. I really am indifferent to it. I don't care.
You said that you... I heard you say that you didn't like seeing it. Now, maybe it's because... You don't like the fact he's got a 3-year-old's leg in his pants.
I think it's very adolescent to put a picture of a guy like that in his underwear. That's all I'm saying.
Adolescent from what standpoint? From the standpoint of...
All right. Look, Shahid, you made a very good point.
Well, he made a good point. What about the point that I made? The guy's got a 3-year...
You said we're all the same. You said people from China to Iraq are all the same people. That was
your point. I said
fighting us.
When I was fighting the Chinese and I would be fighting the Iraqis, what's the difference? It's the same Mo Howard haircut.
Wow.
Whatever that
that's
means.
Impressive. That's very
well, you know as well as I do.
All right, look, let's grow up. Now you said
look, the guy's got a 3-year-old's leg in his pants. I'm trying to
come on. This is exactly what the gentleman's saying. The infantile kind of discussion we're having. Now,
I'm not trying to have this discussion. He keeps bringing up, you know, I'm just saying, look, my personal view is on this is that it's an infantile, it's an adolescent picture.
All right, but
women aren't going to be attracted to it. And all I'm saying is about in terms of his remarks about Chinaman and everyone else
between,
is it's ridiculous because, you know, you also fought the Germans and you aren't saying that. You also fought Europeans. You fought everybody at one point in time.
No. I'm talking about my own personal...
You fought all Europe.
Sir, I'm talking about my own personal combat experience against the Chinaman.
And I understand that you were in the Korean War.
Yeah.
And you know what? I understand that situation. But by no means can you group people that you fought 50 years later as being the same type of people.
All right, but let
and
me ask you this.
Most people in Iraq are innocent of this. You've got the man that
No. I'm talking about the guys they're fighting over there. Whoever they are, they're not even Iraqis. They're from Syria. Look, let's get down to it. You're talking a good game, and yet you've retained the name Shahid. Have you thought
exactly.
about...
Exactly.
What's that about?
I'm Muslim. That's about.
You mean you can't be Muslim and have a name like Perry or Joe?
Why can't I have a name like Shahid? What's the difference?
I'm curious. Are you trying to differentiate yourself from the mainstream culture?
No, it's my name. My parents named me. It's a name that... comes from their tradition.
But guess what?
Joe and all that is a name that comes from a tradition.
Right. But see, the tradition of your parents is over there in Pakiland.
Watch the Pakiland stuff and all of that, okay? I realize your generation, sir, Mr. Bonafide, but the fact is...
All right, let me restate.
I was born and raised in the U.S. I was actually born and raised in Wyoming, of all states.
All right, then why isn't your name Butcher Red or something like a cowboy name?
Why do I have to have a cowboy name, though? Why does that make a difference?
I'm suspicious of anyone that does not incorporate themselves into the culture.
I am incorporated. I pay taxes. I support everything. I've been to the White House, unlike you. I've actually met the President of the United States,
I fought for this country, young man, so I'm sorry I didn't have a chance to break bread with the President, but I was up to my rear-end in bull haircut.
Right. Okay, well, see, that's great that you fought for this country, but by no means just because somebody hasn't had the... See, there wasn't a war when I was that age, so you can't blame me for having not fought for the country.
You joined the United States Marine Corps with a name like Shahid, and brother, they will code red you... Oh, man, they'll have themselves a soapbox
party. That's called discrimination.
Well, go talk to the Marines. There was a great movie called Tell It to the Marines. And they take the handle of a broomstick.
All right, you know something? You are laying it on this kid because his name's Shahid, whatever. All right?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. And you're also saying you keep insisting on this virility thing. Shahid, thank you, sir, for your call. I'm going to let you go. 1-800-449-8686.
Look, this guy, Hussein, is standing there for all the world with a guinea pig shoved in his slacks, and you're trying to tell me...
I'm telling you what the gentleman said, is all I'm saying, Mr. Bonafide. And I don't think that it is at all relevant to be bringing up the cat's name.
I understand that, and we've got a great many wonderful Americans of Arab blood extraction. But let me tell you, you live in America and you waltz around with a name like Muhammad or Jamal or whatever, you know, this nonsense, And you're basically saying, you're basically painting a big bullseye on your forehead that says, hurt me.
And that's irresponsible.
Well,
that is very irresponsible to say, and very un-American.
You're telling a Korean War veteran?
Yes, sir, I am. That's very un-American for a veteran especially to say. 1-800-449-8686. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The eighth wonder of the world. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Well, looking.
Phil, hold on. I spoke with Gloria Allred, who is the attorney here in the Los Angeles area.
I understand.
Are you familiar with Ms. Allred?
Yes, I know Gloria, yes.
All right. Well, I said to her that I felt that it was wrong to have this photograph of Saddam Hussein showing everything, you know, in his underwear. And she, Ms. Allred herself, is a very demure and a very classy lady. She did see how it might have a stimulating effect on some weaker-minded women. That's all I try to say.
Weaker-minded?
Women of low education, women who, you know, are hang around and you know, go to the bars and this kind of a deal.
All right. Saddam Hussein, the picture of him in his underwear, will it have an effect on women whereby they may be sympathetic to him? 1-800-449-8686. Audrey, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I cannot believe this guy. Dude, you have got to be the pervert in this situation.
I'm a pervert, huh?
I mean, you're like a kid that is trying to say all the different analogies that he's heard on MTV over the past 10 years.
Right, I agree.
I'm sorry, what do you mean by that?
You're using all these colloquial, metaphoric phrases, you know, guinea pig in his pants.
Well, Mr. Henry, could you tell me another way of, you know, I resent that.
Well, there's no need of even saying it. This guy killed millions of people. There's no need of worrying what
bingo
he's got in his drawer.
Tell him I got bingo. I'm sorry.
Sir, if you're in a bingo hole, you got to take a break from the bingo game.
Yes, sir, I understand that, but this is to support the VFW, and I'm... What did he say, G38?
You have to pay attention to what you're doing here.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you are totally ignorant.
Oh, my God, did you hear that laugh? Ha, 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 ha. Are you laughing at me? I fought for this country. I was up to my rear-end in Mr. Spock haircuts.
Well, then you should have more respect for this country than to say that they're trying to show off Saddam Hussein's package. Whoever took that picture, who cares? And if it's humiliating, how can you say that that's humiliating?
Ma'am, I'm saying to you, they took a picture thinking that it was going to humiliate Saddam Hussein, but what it's going to do instead is, okay, I'm going
to
go ahead and
only
say it.
To you.
It's
going to
turn
you
on a lot of women.
Oh, come on. The
no,
guy looks like a
not
bum. The guy looks like a freaking bum standing there in his underwear and his black socks.
Not only a bum, but people know what he done. Everybody knows what he done. Why would they look at him in that way?
Have you seen the photograph, ma'am? I have to ask you at this time.
No, I've not seen the photograph.
All right, don't. Please,
and I wouldn't even want to picture it in
good
my mind.
Good. See, you've got
he's
a good instinct.
He's a gross individual, number one,
yes,
because of his mind state.
Yes.
Nobody would even look at him in any manner and think that he was attractive.
All right, now look. Please do me this favor. Don't see the picture. If someone offers to show you the picture.
I think you didn't need to look at a picture. Evidently, you don't need to look at the picture of any man
why
in his underwear.
I'm saying to this lady, it's good she hasn't seen it, Mr. Henry, because if she does, she'll be calling your show back in a week saying, why don't we let him out of prison? You know, he's got Gonzo's nose in his shorts. And
okay, look.
Sir, you have no right to say that about me or any woman.
Ma'am, I only know human nature.
If you ask me, do you know, I mean, are you married? Are you a homosexual?
Excuse me, I've been married 41 years to the same beautiful gal that I've had to fuck.
Has your wife smacked you up for what you said?
My wife understands that I love this country very much. She keeps her mouth shut. She tends to her kitchen.
Oh, brother.
You
know,
oh my God.
I mean, you know, it was a nice time in the 50s, wasn't it?
Oh, okay. So what are you saying? I'm stuck in the 50s? I'm on a radio.
Yes, I am. You are definitely. No, I don't even think that you're stuck in the 50s.
I want to ask you a question. I want you to be honest with me. If a very nice gentleman, let's say you're at the beach, and he walks up to you and he wants to buy you a Coca-Cola, he's a very nice gentleman, and he happens to have a football in his pants, are you going to say no?
Well, yes, I would say no because I'm married, but number one, if he's nice, that's one thing. Saddam Hussein is not nice. He's evil.
Did you say he's nuts?
When I say he's nuts, he's crazy.
No, you said he's not nuts.
He's not nice.
He's got nuts?
He's not nice. Nice.
Well, I don't understand.
Well, sir, let me say this.
You understand a lot.
You also said, look at Audrey, thank you for your call.
Audrey, please, don't look at the picture because you'll be calling next week a pain in the you-know-what.
You are a pervert, and you just need to shut your mouth and hang up the phone. That's my best advice for you.
You know what? I happen to be the guest on this broadcast.
And where did they find you at?
He's a gentleman that called, ma'am. So you're not a guest. You called, sir.
Okay. Saddam Hussein's walking around for all of God and Christ's creation with a medicine ball in his shorts, and this gal is trying to tell me I'm wrong. See that?
You are wrong.
Do you think our Savior died on the cross for this? I don't think so.
No, I do not think that our Savior died on the cross for this,
I don't think that he
even needs to be brought into this situation because of the way that you're speaking about
this. Ma'am, I beg to differ. I don't think Jesus allowed himself to get hammered up on 2x4s.
You are so ignorant. You are so ignorant that you're getting now into
blasphemy.
Blasphemy? Mr. Henry, I'm a deacon at our church. Blasphemy.
Well,
I hope
that they're not listening to this radio program right now.
Audrey, do you think Jesus allowed himself to get riveted to a 4x so that Saddam Hussein could have a medicine ball socked in? No.
What does that have to do with anything? God made him just like he made everything else in this world. So gave him something else? That's none of nobody's business, and I'm sure nobody was even looking at that in that picture but you.
Riveted to a 4x.
Yes, that's right. It's about time someone saw this wonderful Mel Gibbons movie, The Passion of
the Christ?
Yes.
The Passion of the Christ?
Have you seen it? He got riveted
up? Yes, I have.
Well, let me tell you what. They used a nail gun on him.
All right. All right. Look at Audrey. Thank you very much.
What are you all disgusted with me and fed up?
No, sir. I find a lot of your references and metaphors disturbing and insulting. 1-800-449-8686. Joe?
Hello.
Go ahead, Joe. You're on the air. Yeah, hi.
I'm glad to be on the air.
It's the Phil Henry Show.
I've waited a while, and I've become more and more interested as I've waited and listened to your guest speak. First of all, let me just say a couple things really quickly. I don't want to insult anybody. First of all, I think it's below our great country to take any foreign leader, whether he's got a football in his pants or whether he's got a noodle in his pants and put him in his underwear. I think it's not something a great nation does.
How about an Easter ham?
Let me finish, please, sir. That's the first point. Second point, you are obsessed with the size of his penis. I don't think most people would give a damn. I know I don't. And I don't think most women would. But the thing that bothers me the most is even though you're a veteran, you're really a bigot. You're one of the most prejudiced people I've ever heard.
Oh, look at this knee-jerk baloney.
You're talking about women. Are you talking about people in Asia that you fought and that you're calling them rice bull?
You're damn right. They were shooting guns at me.
You fought those people on their own territory? Did they come here and fight you?
They were shooting guns at me.
Because you were in their country.
Sir, the communists, South Korea is in fear of the communists. And we were over there as a United Nations mandate. Ever heard of them? Ever heard of the United Nations?
At that point, the United Nations was mainly controlled by the West.
Well, sir, you know what? You sound to me like a guy that wishes he had a ham in his shorts.
Let me say this. Wait a minute. You just say these things. Let me say some things. First of all, about Saddam Hussein, there's a parallel between the Korean War and the war now. In both cases, we went to a foreign country, and we decided that we were going to determine who would be the leader of that country.
Oh, you don't know anything about it. That's number one.
I know a lot about
it. No, you don't.
I know more than you do.
You looked at Fahrenheit 9/11 and you came home. I'll bet you walked out of Fahrenheit 9/11 with an Easter bunny in your shorts.
The Sunni radicals that were fighting in Iraq were the same kind of people that Saddam Hussein was keeping down when he was president.
Mr. Henry, can I ask this gentleman a question?
That country became a hotbed of radicalism.
Can I ask this gentleman a question?
When we took him out, we had to do what he was doing.
What do you think it was before? What do you think it was before we took him out? A nice, peaceful place where nothing bad was happening? Is that it?
I guess
it didn't cross your mind, did it, living in your comfortable little world, that Saddam Hussein was exporting all kinds of terror. But let me ask you something. I got a question for you. Oh, no, I got a question for you. I'll bet you're the kind of guy that walked out of Fahrenheit 9/11 with a grapefruit in your slacks.
All right.
Yeah, that's a stupid thing to say.
I bet you walked out.
You're really a stupid guy.
Sir, I bet you got an erection looking at Fahrenheit 9/11, didn't you? Go ahead, say it.
Fahrenheit 9/11, you should watch it, pay attention.
I'll watch it, but I'm not going to walk out of it with a small baby's leg in my slacks.
All right, I've had enough of these.
Why are you making penis references, sir?
Well, you know what? Why not? You walked out of Fahrenheit 9/11 in a sweat.
No, I didn't walk out of it. I bought a copy of it.
Yeah, I bet you watch it, and I bet you watch it every night in your underwear.
I know. See, you're really sick about underwear. Let's talk.
I'm frightened, sir. You know, guys like you who read Fahrenheit 9/11.
I think it would be interesting to talk with you,
sir,
if we could stop.
I would love to.
High school sex.
I would love to, but I want to just say. I will. I will, but I want to say this.
Can you help me?
Yes, I will, but I want to say this. You looked at the Nicholas Berg beheading video and got a pumpkin in your slacks, didn't you?
Okay, that's beyond low.
This guy he got a pumpkin.
I don't like beheading of anybody.
Oh, I see.
I'm not in favor of anybody. Not stuff that right wingers like. They like violence.
Well, I hate to tell you this, but the guys that were fighting in Iraq did the beheading. What do you feel about that?
Well, you know what?
Oh yeah. Kind of got your tongue tied on that one, didn't you?
Let me ask you this.
You look at the Nicholas Berg beheading video, and you got a bowling ball in your shorts.
All right, I got to take a break. Hold on.
Now wait just a minute. I want to.
Shut up. 1-800-4. I bet you walked out of Fahrenheit 9/11 with a grapefruit in your slacks. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. You can all go straight to the nether reaches. The Phil Henry Show is back.
I want to be heard.
Well, sir, you'll be heard when I let you be heard, you know.
Mr. Henry, I've been accused of all kinds of perversions tonight, and I want to go on the record as saying I'm not the one, like the last gentleman I talked to, who ran out, bought Fahrenheit 9/11, went directly to a greengrocer, picked up a squash and a jar of Vaseline, came home, got into his shorts, relaxed in a silk robe, and...
Okay, you know...
What are you laughing at?
What I'm laughing at is how insane you are, man. You're just insane. You're like, you're mental. You're mental. You're talking about, you know, your preoccupation with sex as regards to Saddam Hussein is over the line.
Over the line, for God's sake. This guy's watching Fahrenheit 9/11, and then he goes out and gets a hot dog and a baseball cap so he could be Michael Moore for a night. It is shorts. Hello.
I'm here. Virginia, hi, go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Henry.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, how are you? This is Virginia Bamba.
Nice to meet you, dear.
I didn't meet you yet. I want to tell you.
Nice to almost meet you, dear.
This man that you have on is a disgrace. He is, Mr. Bonafide, are you listening? Hello?
Go ahead, Virginia. We'll tell you when to stop talking. It might be very soon, too.
All right, honey. I want to tell you, I have one word to describe this gentleman. It's Mecca.
800-449-8686. Lorraine, go ahead.
Yes, hi. First, I'd like to say that with everything that he said this evening that's rather insulting, I will still appreciate his efforts to support our country and all that he has done as our veteran.
I appreciate it, and you're the first person to say that. Thank you very much, dear. Don't you think that gives me the right to refer to the Chinaman as a lot of guys in Mo Howard haircuts?
I won't say that. That's my opinion, that's your opinion. But what I will say is that I am a wife of a United States Marine who
God
is also listening to this program and is very upset with your comments.
I'm an American woman
who is very upset with your comments because from what you're saying, I'm feeling that you're saying that the American women have no brain. The second we see a package, we're just all fall to pieces. That's not the point. We know what this man did. He hurt us. He hurt every American person, whether we're female, male, you know,
whatever our preference. I totally agree with you. And I would point out to you, dear, and to the wonderful Marine that you're married to, that a few moments ago I talked to a guy who likes to get home and get into his silk kimono and watch Fahrenheit 9/11. What do you think about that?
Well, that's his decision.
That man never said anything about getting into his kimono.
I bet you he gets into something soft and silk.
But that doesn't give you the right to go after him like that and attack him. That's his God-given right to do whatever he wants at home.
Guys like that are what's killing our young Marines and Army guys over in Iraq, sitting there, what I wouldn't give to go to his house with a baseball bat and a big bottle of Lubriderm.
That's not going to make the problem any better.
Yeah.
You're just feeding into this problem, and this is never going to stop. And my husband's going to go over there. My girlfriend's husbands are going to go over there. My father-in-law fought in Vietnam. Thankfully, they're all here and safe right now. But we could keep losing these people if people like you keep making these comments.
No, man, we're not going to lose.
You're feeding the fire.
We're not going to lose them. And you know what? We're living here today because of
those. That's what you're saying.
We're not going to lose them. We're going to lose them because they showed Saddam Hussein with a medicine ball stick.
Yeah, okay, fine. Oh, my God. Look, Lorraine, thank you, and good luck to your guys.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
All right. Bye-bye. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
You know what you look like to me with your good bag and your bad shoes? You look like a rube.
One 800 449 8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
This is Lloyd Bonafide.
And I'm R.C. Collins.
On May 30th, the Phil Henry Show will have the Lloyd Bonafide
and R.C. Collins Marathon.
Join us for 3 solid hours of crap.
What's wrong with you?
Never mind, you do it.
That's May 30th, the R.C. Collins and Lloyd Bonafide Marathon. It'll be neat!
What a...
One 800 449 8686. The world famous Phil Henry Show.